You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, back we are. I'm Lou Regani. You're the best audience anywhere because you get it. Thinking about this the other day, and half a century ago, those mid-70s, all the blockbuster movies and theaters everywhere, all over the world, and edgier chair stuff. Great music, too. John Williams had a lot to do. Talking about Raiders of the Lost Ark. With Harrison Ford, with his presence a lot of times here in Wisconsin. And Don Ameche, Oscar winner. Yesterday was his birthday. From Kenosha, you know. Harrison Ford, Raiders of the Lost Ark, had a big presence in Walworth County. And George Lucas and Steven Spielberg, they teamed up. Some of the great movies of a half century ago. Oh yeah, Raiders of the Lost Ark. They were looking at Tom Selleck, Tim Matheson, Nick Nolte, Jeff Bridges. Let's see, Peter Coyote, Jack Nicholson, Bill Murray, Steve Martin. I bet you Steve would have been good. Even Chevy Chase. The summer blockbuster. It's the music of the stars.
Got to play When I Grow Too Old To. Dream. That's an ad lib. I really put them out up there, look. No, we're just, my wife and I, we're just a plain couple. Plain as a pair of old slippers and about as interesting. And that's why I feel so comfortable introducing another average couple. Real homebodies, the Bonos, Sonny and Cher.
Now that tune was brought to you by Joel Kasha and Joel Hirshhorn.
I mean, you never take me any place.
Well, sure, that's because you're complaining you never have anything to wear.
Well, I haven't.
Yeah, and you're wearing it.
Wait a minute, that's not on the cards. Wait, you were supposed to just come out here and say the nominees for the best song are, and
all
read
right,
it.
All right, that's what I'll do. Okay, I'm saying it now.
All right.
They are Ben from Ben. Music by Walter Scharf and lyrics by Don Black.
Come Follow, Follow Me from The Little Ark. Music by Fred Carlin. Lyrics by Marcia Carlin.
Marmalade, Molasses, and Honey from The Life and Times of Judge Roy Bean. Music by Maurice Jarre. Lyrics by Marilyn and Alan Bergman.
The Morning After from The Poseidon Adventure. Music and lyrics by Al Kasha and Joel Hirshhorn.
Strange Are the Ways of Love from The Stepmother. Yeah, Stepmother. I thought it said father for a second. Music by Sammy Fain. Lyrics by Paul Francis Webster. And the winner is... Ta-da.
I'll do it.
You want the opener?
No, I'll do it with my finger. The winners are Al Kasha and Joel Hirshhorn for The Morning After.
All I can say is that I'm in a state of shock. This is a fantastic surprise, and I just want to thank Lionel Newman for giving us the opportunity, and Ronald Neame and Irwin Allen, and special thanks to Happy Go Day for believing in us from the beginning. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to give my thanks to Irwin Allen, the producer, and Ronald Neame, and of course Lionel Newman. And a special thanks to Happy Go Day, and most of all to the Academy. I'm very extremely grateful. And you made two people very happy in Brooklyn tonight, Rose and Irving Kasha. So I want to thank you for that.
There's got to be a morning after. If we can hold on through the night, we have a chance to find the sunshine. Let's keep on looking for the light. Oh, can't you see the morning after? It's waiting right outside the storm. Why don't we cross the bridge together and find the place that's safe and warm? It's not too late, we should be giving. Only with love can we climb. It's not too late. Escape!
God.
Hard left!
Hard left, sir.
Close all watertight doors. Sound both stations.
What?
Yes, sir.
Get up for Mayday.
Mayday, sir?
Yes, I said Mayday. Mayday, Mayday.
Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. This is SS Poseidon calling.
Mayday, what the hell is that?
Mayday? Why, that's the Russian New Year. You know what happened?
Thank you.
summer blockbuster. From those swinging 70s. Raiders of the Lost Ark. People were joking, losers of the rated Ark. Yeah, Steven Spielberg and George Lucas, executive producer. That was summer of 1981. That was a big old tribute to the big screen adventure movies of yesteryear. Those serials at the neighborhood theaters. Number one at the box office. Just on the opening weekend, $8 million. And a year later, it was still number six in the national box office spot. Now, that kind of success, you need a sequel. Well, this was actually a prequel. Wisconsin's own Harrison Ford did this picture 1 year before the events of the first picture. But it didn't do that well. Number one for 1 week. And by the time Labor Day rolled around, it was still at number 10. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom with Kate Capshaw.
Ewangze wa aiko da shing li bin ya la ching bang ching ten za da. Anything goes. Wang ilu chu cha ku cha me ha ching su shu sha le fong yan I tao I tao. Anything goes. Wang kwan su je she I din dao tao bien ba wei ba bien wei tao. Mong wang zong zi da do zi je kwe nu ku sha. Gu tzu wo sui fe wa long jin la dong wa zi hong zi da song I ding wei ba. Anything goes.
don't what's the house the bell song giving me about. Anything goes.
The Star, 1975, summer, June. Blockbuster, The Towering Inferno, based on two novels, Steve McQueen, Paul Newman, and The Music of the Stars.
Coming your way.
Warner Brothers and 20th Century Fox present Irwin Allen's production of The Towering Inferno. Steve McQueen, Paul Newman, William Holden, Faye Dunaway, Fred Astaire, Susan Blakely, Richard Chamberlain, Jennifer Jones, O.J. Simpson, Robert Vaughn, and Robert Wagner. The Towering Inferno.
Those people are going to die up there if something's not done.
I'd watch you out of here.
So you can stop worrying about me. What about me down there worrying about you?
I'll never let you go anywhere without me again.
I'll be back with the whole fire department.
The Towering Inferno.
Set me down on the scenic elevator.
Now, the producer of the Poseidon Adventure brings you more spectacle, more stars, more suspense than you've ever seen in one motion picture. Steve McQueen is the fire chief. Paul Newman is the architect. Step by step.
We may never love like this again. Don't stop the flow. We can't let go. Touch the sky, though we may try. So while we're here, let's give our all. Release the dreams inside us and set them free. Oh, while we're here, let's leave a mark.
Shall I tell you the winner? Well, I'll open it if you read it.
Oh, the winners are Al Kasha and Joel Hirshhorn. We may never love like this again. That's wonderful.
I'd just like to say thank you to the producer, Owen Allen, to Lionel Newman, to my wife, Jill, who's been such a source of inspiration, and to my family, who encouraged me to drop sonography and pursue songwriting as a full-time career. Thank you very much.
The great inspiration in my life, my wife, Seal Kasha. I'm very nervous, as you can see. And I'd like to thank the members of the Academy, and part of this is owed to Irwin Allen and Lionel Newman, Jerry Henshaw, and Happy Go Day, and to the public and to all the members of the Academy, and thank you, Gene.
Interestingly enough, Irwin Allen got his wife in an acting role. Played the mayor's wife. She was very good. The Towering Inferno. Ray Davies. Davies on trumpet with his own orchestra. Then in 1982, big hit. It held the top number one money-making role for 11
He's
years,
lost.
E.T., the
He's
extraterrestrial.
Alone. And he's 3 million light years from home.
In spring 2002, only in theaters.
I'm keeping you.
Steven Spielberg's masterpiece will come to life.
Vroom, vroom.
For a whole new generation. Experience the mystery.
Wait, what is it?
I don't know. Something scary.
The wonder.
What's happening?
The call.
E.T. Phone home.
That started it all. With never-before-seen footage, enhanced special effects, and an all-new digitally remastered soundtrack. The extraordinary 20th Anniversary Edition. E.T. The Extraterrestrial.
I'll be right here.
Only in theaters, March 2002.
E.T. got 11 Academy Award nominations. A tribute to the blockbusters of a half century ago. The part of E.T. was played by Matthew Demerit. He was 11. Matthew Demerit walked on his hands. He was born with no legs. Harrison Ford was in the picture, but he found his scene cut. He made a cameo. He played a principal of the school, and Spielberg said, "Your voice is too recognizable," and they cut it out entirely. And then there is Jack Nicholson as the Joker in Batman for Warner Brothers.
Batman!
Bill Hefty and Nelson Riddle. Here's Nelson with the Gotham City Municipal Swing Band. Nelson Riddle with Neil Hefty's Batman theme.
This is the Nick Winter Show, and I do the entertaining. Thank you. Let's go out with something really hot for these folks. A big hit out of 77. Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Give me the Star Wars. Don't let them end. If they should Star Wars, please let these Star Wars stay. And hey, how about that nutty Star Wars bar? Can you forget all the creatures in there? And hey, Darth Vader in that black and evil mask, did he scare you as much as he scared me? Ah, Star Wars! Goes here in Star Wars. My seventh winner up here, Star Wars.
Bill Murray.
Thank you.
Darth Vader. Hard to believe. You think he's on the screen for half the movie. He was only on screen for 11 minutes. Hard to believe. John Williams. Music of the Stars, the summer blockbuster. We'll be right back.
Dan.
John Williams, you know, he's a jazz guy anyway. Can't leave jazz out of Star Wars. Cantina Band is the title. That was the Beantown Swing Band. Are they good? Music of the blockbusters now in 1980. Has it been 45 years that The Shining hit the screens? And there's a song in The Shining, more than one, but here's the one you remember. Ray Noble with Al Boley at the mic. Stand by for news. The music of the stars and the Columbia. And weather. And a few spots and a PSA, public service announcement.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.